Welcome back to Sundial. There's a new exhibit at the Coral Gables Museum featuring self-portraits of 17 children from Lake Worth. The portraits are called Retratablos. They were created by student artists ages 6 to 12 from the Guatemalan Maya Center. Their art includes images of Mayan deities, Catholic iconography, and American pop culture. The project was funded by the ELLIES, a series of grants awarded to individuals with special art projects in South Florida. Aurora Molina is an ELLIES Award recipient and the Miami-based artist behind Retratablos. Aurora Molina, great to have you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. First of all, let's remind people of what is the Guatemalan Maya Center.
The Guatemalan Mayan Center is an institution located in Palm Beach County that started in the 1980s as an initiative to receive immigrants that were coming from Guatemala during the genocide and civil war. So they started as a five-staff organization, and they have opened and continue to outgrow their program, reaching out to younger audiences, giving after-school care for kids. One of the reasons that is so special, it's also because they speak three languages. They connect with the parents of the children in three languages, indigenous, from Guatemala, English and Spanish. So they'll be able to guide them through the whole process of getting used to a new country and city.
Yeah. What inspired you? And this is, you have a co-project leader, Alina Rodriguez,
yes,
on this, right? What inspired you to put this project together and bring this issue to the front?
This comes after I started the project in 2013, and I have done it in several countries. And last summer, I was watching TV, and I just saw these on a TV channel. I was watching the news, and there was this voiceover of the children crying at the detention center, and I just knew I had to do something. So it was an emotional impulse, I guess, that answers the question, to work with this very specific community of kids coming from Central America. And I joined forces with Alina, who really was the one who foresaw making a bigger and a more organized program. And that's what we did with the kids.
So let's talk about what the program is. How would you describe it to somebody? You know, again, because you're talking about children producing art, and that art represents a lot of emotions.
So what we did in this very particular project was to bring symbolism and a lot of meaningful colors, like all these layers that connected to the kids through their cultural heritage. So when we presented the project, other than also working off of a self-portrait, we told them that they were going to create visual narratives, and that every symbol that they will pick had to be something meaningful for them. So we presented them with patterns and designs from the Mayan culture, also symbols that they knew. We talked about global symbols like the heart and the peace sign, and just they started to create like a glossary with 20 symbols that were meaningful for them, each one in particular, and right next to it, what it represented. So they were able to pick, like, we talked about Nahuales, which is a spirit animal in the Mayan culture, and they were able to connect to the Nahual that, you know, depending on the date and month they were born, belonged to them and what kind of connection they had. And little by little, they started to get it, and they started to not only add the 20 symbolisms that we asked, but more. And that's when they started to bringing a lot of pop culture symbols, making it more their own.
You know, we had our intern, Nirmal Malaikal, who went to check out the exhibition earlier this week, and he talked to a Jessica Domingo. This is a 9-year-old artist. Again, who was part of the project. Let's listen to her describe her portrait.
I drew my self-portrait. I put signs and like tattoos that meant that signal something. There was a cross on the nose. That cross meant church, and there was a bird on my face that signaled my parents' country.
Tell me a little bit about Jessica's story. This is so much fun. I can listen to that for a while.
I know, right? I get goosebumps. She really got into it. There was something that she really got from within the culture, and I think it's part of the parents being so proud of where they come from that she already had inherited that. Because we will wear weepils for the class, and she had told me that her aunt even was making a weepil for when she turned 16. So, like, even in the pattern of the clothing that we will present to them, she will get it. And she will borrow patterns from there. She made a beautiful background for her piece that symbolized running water. And she said she had that connection with the ocean, and that she felt free and that she felt at ease. And in her particular case, she didn't mention it here, but she put the cross, she put the American flag right in between her eyes. And in her cheeks, she put Tu Quetzales. So I think for us, that really resumed the project, which was to touch base with this connection of their ancestry.
And by the way, just to say too, we have some of this artwork, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Talking again with Aurora Molina, she is one of the creators behind Retra Tablos. It's an art exhibition at the Coral Gables Museum. It's featuring self-portraits of children from Lake Worth. These are children who created them ages 6 to 12. And again, we have some of these pictures of the art on our Facebook and Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Definitely something to check out. They are not just because they're so colorful and bright, but also, again, because you think about who created them and what they're saying. There's a lot of emotion in these pictures. What does, by the way, Retra Tablos mean?
It's a word combination of retrato, portrait, and retablo, which is a Spanish heritage in Latin America, that it's the frame, the gold frame, or the big a frame that's in the church that's with gold leaf. So mm-hmm. It was a way to frame and emphasize that the portrait was something to look at, sort of bring the eyes to the center.
Something else too, because you have the work that was created by the children, but then you also had some of it, at least I believe, was transformed into embroidered textile replicas, and those were on display as well. Tell me a little bit about those. Where did those come from?
So the second part of the project, the project as a whole, also connected to the textiles as a medium, so that kids could see that's also part of an intrinsic part of the Guatemalan culture. So I had connected to a community of women in Guatemala, in Quetzaltenango, in Chela, it's called, a cooperative that started just, I think it's happenstance, because it started right when the Guatemala Mayan Center also was incorporated. And they started as a way of creating autonomy, because most of the men in their family were disappeared. So they started to look at the weaving as a way of bringing income. And it's a cooperative that works with 400 women in all that area, six regions. And when I presented them the project as a fiber artist, it's also part of my practice to go and learn these techniques. But it was the first time also that I was going to Guatemala. So I presented them with the idea of working on this very particular project. And we couldn't figure it out. So it was them interpreting the kids' work and finding different textile techniques. They use backstrap weaving, which is an ancient Mayan technique, and embroidery. And they had complete freedom to look at the kids' work and be inspired by them. And we have gotten a huge feedback because it's been one of the few projects where they really felt freedom to express themselves.
How did the kids respond when they saw these replicas of their own work?
What we brought them to the class, we got back from Guatemala on a Sunday and we couldn't wait. So we went to see them on a Monday and they were at all because it's, you know, it's like, and someone is working off of my drawing. So there was a huge, a huge moment that make them proud and sort of like make sense because we have been talking about textiles. We have been looking at patterns of textiles and it, I think it hit them.
Yeah.
That this was finally, you know, all the yada, yada, yada finally makes sense.
The work is absolutely beautiful. Again, it's an art exhibit at the Coral Gables Museum featuring self-portraits of children from Lake Worth. Again, find these photos. You can find some of the artwork on our Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Aurora Molina, again, the creator of Retra Tablos. Aurora, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Please check out those photos. They are absolutely beautiful. Well, that's our program for this Thursday, November 7th. Coming up next week on Sundial, when was the last time you flew out of Miami International Airport? What was your experience going through security, getting to your flight? We're going to have a conversation with the CEO of MIA, and we want to hear from you. Plus, Palm Beach County recently closed the only county-run facility for those with severe mental illness. Now the County Commission is scrambling to find housing and services for those in need and seeking help from the state. And our conversation with this month's Sundial Book Club author, Edwige Dontakot. She was here this morning. We talked to her. We had a great conversation. Check out some photos on social media. You'll hear that conversation next week. By the way, join our book club. It's on Facebook. I'm Luis Hernandez. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.